Blog Talk Radio.
What do you think about Jesus? Jesus in the morning, you give me Jesus in the evening, every minute of the day, give me Jesus, he's my reason for living, he's my source of survival, every minute of the day, give me Jesus, now give me Jesus in the morning, Jesus in the evening, every minute of the day.
Hallelujah. We're so busy looking for stuff and things and put Jesus on the sidelines.
But my prayer is today, give me Jesus, more of Jesus each and every day. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you for joining us tonight on Out of a Pure Heart Ministries. This is your host, Evangelist Teresa Scott. Glory to God. Okay, I got you, Apostle. And tonight we're having Apostle Paul Greenleaf join us tonight to bring us a word from the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. And before we bring him in, we're going to just go ahead and have a prayer right quick. And I don't know, Apostle Paul, Apostle Greenleaf?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I don't know. Would you like to pray us in and then just go ahead on and take the broadcast from there?
No, go ahead, ma'am. You can go ahead and pray us in, and then if you just play a song, and then I'll come on in.
All righty then, everybody. Bishop Scott? Okay, he's not on the line. I thought he was here. Let me get him on the line before we even start. I want him on the phone as well. Bishop,
yes.
You're not on the line? I need you on the line. All right. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come before your presence right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. First asking you, God, to forgive us for our sins, Lord God. Anything that we've said or done, Lord God, that was not of you, Lord, we ask your forgiveness, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you tonight, Lord God, for this broadcast. We thank you for Apostle Greenleaf, joining us tonight, Lord God. We thank you for a fresh word from heaven on tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray, oh God, that this word that comes forth tonight, that it will fall on good ground, that we will not only hear the word of God, but that we will be doers of the word, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And God, that we will share this word, Lord God, with others, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, I bless your name. I give you glory. I give you honor, Lord God. Father, I glorify you on tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, lift up the man of God, Apostle Greenleaf, Lord God, to you, Lord God, that you will anoint him even the more, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. And then after he's finished, Lord God, bring forth the word, Lord God, that you will bless him, Lord God, and keep him, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah. For we thank you for this servant of God, Lord God, that thought it not robbery to come and minister to us tonight, oh God. Hallelujah. And thank you, oh God, everything that he pours out, Lord God, that you will restore him, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And I just thank you for it right now, God, in Jesus' name. Father, I pray for every caller, Lord God, on the line, Lord God, every person who may be in the chat room, Lord God, even to those who may be listening in the archives, Lord God, who are not born again, that you will draw them, Lord God, that they might accept Jesus, Lord God, that they might be born again, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, we pray that this word, Lord God, will bring about a change in us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. For none of us have arrived yet, Lord God, but we pray that the word that comes forth will bring about a change in us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And I'm thankful to you tonight, Lord God, for the word that is coming forth, oh God. We thank you and give you praise and glory and honor for it right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you and I bless your name. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hello, Bishop.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing?
All right. Oh, Apostle Greenleaf, his call dropped.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Pick it back up.
Yeah, his call dropped, so hopefully he can get back on. But his call just dropped. I was getting ready to say something to him. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a song. And then, okay, he's going to call back in. He got knocked off. I don't know what happened, but Blog Talk Radio was doing a new thing. And because they're doing a new thing, they're experiencing a lot of technical difficulties. So a lot of hosts are having problems logging in, calls are being dropped and things of that nature. But not to worry. Amen. Jesus is still Lord. Amen. We're going to just play this song right this right now, and then the next voice you hear will be Apostle Greenleaf, if you
there's
can get back in.
There's power in the name of. There's healing in the name of. Jesus is the way. Jesus.
today. Above him there's no other. But Jesus is the way.
If you have some caution in the corners of your mind and traces of discouragement and peace you cannot find, reflections of your past seem to face you every day. But there's one thing I do know, that Jesus is the way. The sun won't die. In case you don't know, but the word of God is true, and everything he promised he would do it for you. That's the reason I say
Jesus is the answer.
The world, no.
All the world today.
Above him there's no other.
Further ado, we're going to just turn the floor over to Evangelist Keisha Greenleaf so that she can introduce her husband, Apostle Paul Greenleaf, and then when she gets done, then Apostle Greenleaf is going to come forth and bring us the Word of God. Amen. Hello?
Hello, hello, hello. God bless you, woman of God.
God bless you, too. Thank you so much for joining us on tonight.
Amen. God bless Bishop also. And we're very proud and excited and ecstatic to be here this evening and given the word. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time out to invite us this evening. And I'm here to introduce my husband.
Amen.
Paul,
and sing a
R. Greenleaf.
And sing a song, right?
No, not this evening. we'll do it next time. I promise. I promise. Okay. I promise. I wasn't prepared this evening.
All right.
I'm having some issues this afternoon. But I thank God for everything. I thank God for his direction. I thank God for my husband, who is the sunshine in my life. And he is not a man, a fearing man of God. He loves God, and or he does fear God. Amen. But he loves God, and he loves the Word. He loves the Word. He loves the Word. And he is Apostle Paul Greenlee. I think I said that, but anyway, he is a jokester. I shall not lie. He loves to play around. He's a caretaker to me. He takes his time to take care of me and the issues that I have. And he's a very loving man. And he's just a wonderful man of God. He's awesome. I can't continue. If I did, I would have the whole dictionary and words that give him props. But like I said, he is he loves the Lord, and he loves to speak the word, and he is not ashamed of who he is in God. And I thank God for that, because most people, they try to hide it. And he is not one to hide his faith and his belief in God. And I just introduce to some, I give to others, Apostle Paul Greenlee.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you all. Greetings to all of you this evening. I'm just so excited to be here and honored, amen, that the Lord would speak to you to have me come and minister on this evening. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God for Evangelist Scott. Amen. I believe she had asked me before, and I don't know, I guess our line just got kind of crossed, or it just wasn't time. We all know that there's always a time and a season for everything, amen. And we just thank God for this time and this evening. We also give honor to Bishop Scott, amen. God bless you, man of God.
Thank you, amen.
God bless you. Good to hear your voice, sir. Amen. We give honor to our apostle, Apostle Arthur Timberlake. I'm not sure if he's going to be able to make it here today. He was having some issues with his phone, but we do give honor to him and all of the Powerhouse Ministry members and family. We thank God for them, those that are here supporting me this evening. Amen. But most of all, we just give God the glory, praise God. And Evangelist, I hope you don't mind. I'm one, I like to give a little bit of worship before I go forth, praise God. I just like praising God, you know, because if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be here today. He wouldn't have woke me up. And my sign and my saying is, if he woke you up, that means he had another assignment for you this day. Are you going to fulfill it? Amen. And my fulfilling of my assignment is giving him glory, giving him praise, and giving him honor for just waking me up for another assignment. Amen. And I just thank God for that. And I just praise him. I just worship him. I just glorify my Father today. Hallelujah. Because he's just so good. He's so good. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, glory to God. I don't know about anybody else, but the joy of the Lord is my strength. Hallelujah. When my bones are aching and when I'm tired, he's my strength. Hallelujah. Oh, when I'm hungry, he's my bread of life. Praise God. And I just got to praise him and give him the glory. Yes. He is good today. Hallelujah. And I just thank him.
Thank you, Lord.
God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We worship you today,
hallelujah.
God.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, you're worthy of the praise, God. You're worthy of the praise, God. And we just give you glory and honor, God, and we just magnify you, God. Father, we thank you for this time and this space here right now, God. Father,
yes.
I ask that you speak through my mouth like never before, God. Father, anoint me right now from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet, God. I am your servant, God. Use me as you see fit as your servant on this evening, God. Yes, God, I will be your mouthpiece. peace, God, on tonight, God. And I will speak as you would have me to speak, God. Let the people hear, God, your words and not mine, God. I set self down right now in the name of Jesus, God. And Father, we speak to this broadcast right now, and we give the enemy no course whatsoever. And we bind his tactics right now in the name of Jesus. Father, that you may be able to speak to every heart, soul, and mind today, listening live and even in the archives, God, that this will be a word that will change their life, God. And Father, we'll remember to give you the glory and the honor. And all of this is my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
How many know? How many know today that trouble don't last always? Trouble don't last always. It comes for a minute, but it doesn't last always. Hallelujah. I've asked Evangelist if she would read my key scripture tonight, which will be coming from Exodus, amen, chapter 1, verses 8 through 22.
Amen. Amen. Exodus 1, verses 8 through 22. I'm reading
yes,
from
ma'am.
The King James Bible. Now there arose a new king over Egypt who did not know Joseph. And he said to his people, "Look, the people of the children of Israel are more and mightier than we. Come, let us deal shrewdly with them." Oh, I'm sorry. You know what, Apostle? This is not the King James Version. This is the
That's
King.
Fine. Go ahead, woman of God. You're good. It reads almost the same.
Okay. "Come, let us deal shrewdly with them, lest they multiply and it happen in the event of war that they also join our enemies and fight against us and so go up out of the land. Therefore, they set taskmasters over them to afflict them with their burdens, and they built for Pharaoh supply cities, Pithom and Ramses. But the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew, and they were in dread of the children of Israel. So the Egyptians made the children of Israel serve with rigor, when they made their lives bitter with hard bondage in mortar and brick and in all manner of service in the field. All their service in which they made them serve was with rigor. Verse 15. Then the king of Egypt spoke to the Hebrew midwives, of whom the name of one was Shiphrah and the name of the other Puah. And he said, when you do the duties of a midwife for the Hebrew women and see them on the birth stools, if it is a son, then you shall kill him. But if it is a daughter, then she shall live. But the midwives feared God and did not do as the king of Egypt commanded them, but saved the male children alive. So the king of Egypt called for the midwives and said to them, why have you done this thing and saved the male children alive? And the midwives said to Pharaoh, because the Hebrew women are not like the Egyptian women, for they are lively and give birth before the midwives come to them. Therefore, God dealt well with the midwives, and the people multiplied and grew very mighty. And so it was, because the midwives feared God, that he provided households for them. So Pharaoh commanded all his people, saying, every son who is born you shall cast into the river, and every daughter you shall save alive.
Yes, amen. Go ahead.
That was
yes,
Exodus
that.
22, amen.
Amen, amen. The word trouble is often looked upon with a dark color, saints of God. Trouble and trials are two of a kind. Webster's dictionary defines trouble as a condition of distress, anxiety, or danger. We as Christians are well aware that we face trouble and trials in our day-to-day living. But we also are aware of a familiar scripture found in James, the first chapter, verses 2 and 3. And it says, consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Our trials of life build character, endurance, and patience. And when I think of the hardships that we as a race of people have had to endure. And remember, we're in the month of February, the shortest month of Black History Month. And we've had to endure from the lashes of the whip and the selling of our people as slaves on the auctioning block. My mind cannot help but ponder to the hardships as that of the Israelites. They suffered under the rule of Pharaoh. With that in mind, that brings me to my first and only point. I won't be before you long, amen, but I do have a word, you know. And my first point is he may not come when you want him to, but he's always on time, praise God. Trouble don't always last, huh? Amen. Trouble don't always last. When you least expect it, he's going to come right on time. When you're not thinking about it, he's going to be there right on time. The Word of God says that he'll never forsake you nor leave you. Amen.
Amen.
I just thank God that we are aware of this. Amen. He may not come when you want him to, but he's always on time. Now, taking a look at biblical history, the Israelites were slaves under the rule of the of an Egyptian pharaoh. He had them under strict suffering and pain for hundreds of years. Amen. Their bondage was because of the pharaoh being ignorant of the contributions that Joseph made, or he just did not care because of his own ignorance. People of this world, whether if we are Christians or not, we often find ourselves in situations just like that of the Israelites. Amen?
Amen.
A new king that did not know Joseph took over, and we the people suffer because of his power. The new king may be a superior or company owner, our boss, who holds authority over us, and he could have be able to put us in jeopardy. He can take our jobs away and benefits. The new king may be a spouse who misuses his or authority and becomes unsupporting, distant, dominating, or threatening. Amen. We hear so much about these dominating men over women, and amen, we can't leave out the women. There's dominating women over men, amen, and threatening, amen. The new king may be a king or government official who abuses his power and restricts our freedom in some cases, enslaves us. Amen. They're trying to do that with the church. You know, they took Bibles out of the church. They took prayer out of the church. Amen. This is kind of like the new king that I'm talking about. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And praise God. This power that he has is powerful. Amen. Millions of lives are tragically affected every day because of situations like these. The answer to oppression and prosecution is God, saints. Believing and trusting in God, God delivers all who truly believe and trust in him. All true believers, amen, got to believe and trust that, amen, what I'm talking about tonight, that trouble don't last always, praise God. Trouble don't last always, amen. Now, I want to talk about a few things here, if you don't mind, Bishop, amen.
Yeah,
they were becoming a mighty force of people just by their sheer numbers, the Israelites, amen. The king feared their joining forces was some enemy in attack in Egypt. The Israelites were different from the Egyptians, different in appearance, lifestyle, and religion. I believe that's what we're supposed to be like, different in appearance, different in our lifestyle, and different in how we serve the true master. Oh, come on now, somebody. God had gotten sick and tired of his people being mistreated, but God had to make a point known before his people were released. Amen. I believe he's trying to make a point now before he releases us with his return, praise God. He had to prove that he was God, and God all by himself. Come on, somebody. For some of you, God has you in a tight situation even right now. He's using you, though, to make a point loud and clear. And his point is that he is God and that he reigns over our life and that once we give him total control, trouble,
hey, come on,
don't always last. But you got to give control over to the king. Amen. Let's talk about the first plague. Amen. The water was changed to blood to prove that God is the Lord of salvation. The second plague, there were frogs everywhere to prove that God has no equal. The third plague, lice and gnats infested the land to prove that the finger of God controls all things. Come on now, somebody. The fourth plague, flies swarmed over the land to prove that the Lord is the Savior in every land and every place. We're talking about God proving things, amen, today, and making a point loud and clear. Amen. The fifth plague, a severe disease attacked and killed all the livestock in the field. That proved that the hand of God controls the animal life of this world. Come on, somebody. The sixth plague, amen, festering boils, amen, afflicted man and animals to prove that God has power over the body and health. Amen. And let me just go to this one real quick about God having control over our body and our health. We've got to realize who created this body that we're in, this shell, amen, that we're momentarily in, amen. My wife has been stricken with some things, amen. She has high blood pressure. She has sugar diabetes, amen, and she has lost her sight to it. But guess what? She don't let this body that she's in, amen, stop her from truly praising the God that she has, amen. She has overcome that and said, okay, yeah, I got the sugar diabetes, I got the high blood pressure, I've lost my sight, I've had a stroke, but I'm dancing a new dance now because God was trying to tell me something loud and clear. I wasn't taking care of my body the way that I should have been, because see, my body is supposed to be a holy temple. We got to watch what we put in our body. We got to watch where we let our bodies go. We got to watch where our bodies are surrounded by other bodies, because some of them other bodies aren't carrying the same stuff in it as we, the people of God, should be carrying. Somebody didn't get that. A lady says she got it. Amen. You can go around certain peoples that are having a body, but what's in that body? Is the spirit of the living God in it?
My Lord.
Are you looking at their fruit and bearing witness to there might be some rotten fruit on the left that's overpowering the good fruit on the right? That means you don't need to be around that body, because if it ain't all good fruit and it ain't bearing witness, some of that bad fruit can fall off onto your vine. And don't think that it can't. My God. Oh, Jesus. Let's go on to the seventh plague. Amen. Hail and thunderstorms prove that the earth is the Lord's. Oh, my goodness, I don't want to even get into what they're doing to this earth. The eighth plague, locusts swarmed over the land, and that proved that the Lord is great and the Savior of mankind. The ninth plague, I'm trying to calm myself down here, Bishop. This word's getting exciting to me. Amen. The ninth plague, darkness covered the land, and that proves that God has power over light and darkness of the earth.
Come on.
Jesus. The tenth plague, death of the firstborn, announced and proves that God is the God of true believers. Now, just before I finish, like I said, amen, I wasn't going to be before you long. Amen. But he may not come when you want him to, but he's always on time. And I'm so glad that trouble don't last always, saints of God. Ah, hallelujah. Well, preacher, I hear you, but I'm not with you. Let's go to the Red Sea for a moment, huh? Pharaoh's army just knew that it was all over for the people of Israel. Mm-hmm. But it isn't just over till it isn't, you know. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Like I said, I'm getting excited here. Woo, thank you. Slow down, Greenleaf. Like I said, let's go to the Red Sea. Pharaoh's army just knew that it was all over for the people of Israel. But it isn't over till God says it over. Just like they say, it isn't over till the fat lady sings. I believe that God is our fat lady, and he's the one that's really got to sing the tune when it's all over. God told Moses to stretch out his rod towards the Red Sea. Moses did just as God had told him. Are you doing just as God has told you today? And when the winds from the east parted the Red Sea, so the people of Israel could cross over. When David stood before Goliath, who's your Goliath today? Everybody knew, just knew that it was all over for David. The people looked at David and then looked at Goliath. Some of y'all need to look at your Goliaths today. In their little minds, all they could see was the demise of a little 12-year-old boy. Some of us are still walking around with a 12-year-old boy mind who was standing before a giant of man. Little did they realize who David was working for. And what he was working with. One thing about God, he can take an ordinary person like yourself and put the extra to the ordinary and have you do the unordinary and extreme ordinary things. My God. Romans 8:18 says, "For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us." Psalms 27:2 says, "When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes come upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumble and they fall." Jesus, thank you, Lord. Trouble don't last always. Woman of God, trouble don't last always. Thank you, Jesus. Let me show you what I'm working with. I'm working with the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. I'm working with a man that tells me without a shadow of a doubt that trouble don't last always. This man had no sin. This man helped everybody he could. This man taught everybody he could. This man's name is Jesus. He took that walk down the road, amen, to a place called the Hill of Skull, better known as Calvary. He carried that old rugged cross. As the blood flowed from his body while carrying that old rugged cross, Jesus did not let that distract him. What are you letting you distract? What are you letting distract you today as you're carrying your cross? He was steadfast and unmovable to the cause. Are you unmovable to your cause today? Are you being steadfast? Oh, my God, my God. When he arrived at the top of the hill called Calvary, they made him, excuse me, they made him lay down that old rugged cross, and they began to drive the nails in his hands. Watch this, watch this. In his feet, the crucifixion itself was the most horrible of deaths. Tune your ears in now, huh? Oh, tune them in, tune them in, tune them in. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we just praise you, God. We glorify you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord. I'm just thinking about, thank you, Jesus.
Hello.
As the first nail went into his left hand, my God, He knew that that nail was representing the Father, which is in heaven.
Yes.
As the second nail went in his right hand, he knew that that was a nail representing himself, the sacrificial lamb of God. And as the third nail went into his feet, oh my God, he knew that it was representing the Holy Spirit, which was soon to come. I feel the presence of God here. As they raised him high, he was stretched wide. There were two thieves hanging there with him. One was on the left, saints of God. One was on the right. I see three nails in the body of Jesus Christ. I see three persons hanging on the hill of the skull. I see three nails in each of these thieves. My God, the number three represents the Trinity. Oh, my God. The Trinity is God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I'm not going to ask y'all to forgive me, but I'm trying to get through this with tears rolling down my face. There was the pain of the driven spikes forced through the flesh of Jesus' hands and feet. There was the weight of his body jolting and pulling against the spikes. You see, it wasn't an easy thing for him to bear this cross for us. But as the cross was lifted and rocked into place, there was a scorching of the sun and the unquenchable thirst. Going in his mouth and making it very dry and making his throat dry. There was the blood oozing from his back. The thorns that were in his head, the crown of thorns in his brows. Oh, my God. His beaten head, amen, that they beat him. In addition, just imagine the aggravation of flies in bugs and other insects flying around him. But as Jesus hung on that rugged cross for us, through it all, he was still steadfast, still unmovable.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus was conscious and fully aware of everything that was going on, just like we're fully conscious and aware of what's going on in our lives. But are we fully conscious and fully aware of what we're not doing that we should be doing? Because, see, Jesus was conscious, and he was fully aware of everything that was going on. Sometimes we as a people tune things out. Oh, well, that was a little white lie. Oh, well, I didn't mean not to cheat the man in the store when he gave me an extra $5 and called it a blessing and walked away and said, thank you, Jesus. I didn't find it wrong that I not just fussed my wife out, but I laid her out with my hands and kicked her a couple of times. I didn't find it a problem when I went out drinking and left my children at home to be hungry. Oh, my God, help me, Jesus. He heard the remarks that were being said about him. See, we hear remarks that are being said about us, and we get hurt. We get upset. He heard the lies that were being said about him. We go running and crying when somebody tells lies on us. Oh, they done lied on me. They done called me this. They done called me that. Oh, but he still stayed steadfast and unmovable. Somebody need to hear what God's saying today. I would just like to use my spiritual imagination, if I may. Just as death was about to enter the body of Jesus the Christ, the thief on the right made a confession to Jesus. Jesus, hearing the man on his right, told death, hold up, death. Hold up. I'm no running from you, but I come to you willingly.
Hi, Lord.
I'm just putting you on pause for a minute. Just like when you're watching, amen, a DVD, or if you have a DVR player, amen, and you pop your movie or your videotape or you put a movie on your DVR on pause, and we may have to leave the movies for a few minutes and don't want to miss anything. We hit that pause button so that the movie will stop, and upon our return, we press the play button for the movies to resume where we left off. This is what the thief on the right said in Luke 23:41-43. And we indeed justly,
yes,
for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man hath none, this man hath done nothing amiss. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. Shortly after this, Jesus gave up the ghost. There were many people that just knew that it was all over for Jesus.
My God.
Saturday morning, they just knew that Jesus was done. It was over, kaput. Saturday night, those same people just knew that Jesus was done. But early Sunday morning, as they say, something supernatural took place. Early Sunday morning, Jesus got up. Jesus got up with all power in his hands. Oh, say yes, somebody. Say yes. See, Jesus got up because trouble don't always last. Trouble don't last always. Amen. Jesus got up, hallelujah, because he knew, because that trouble don't last always, that he was a conqueror. Are you a conqueror this evening? Amen. I want you to know, saints of God, as I wrap this up and tie it up, amen, that trouble don't last always because he's your fortress. Trouble don't last always because he's your deliverer. Trouble don't last always because you got the victory in Jesus. Trouble don't last always because he is the door. He is the great I am. Trouble don't last always because he is your joy. Trouble don't last always because he is the just judge. Trouble don't last always because he is the balm in Gilead. Hallelujah. Trouble don't last always because Bishop, he is the bridegroom. Bishop, he's my patience. Hallelujah. He's my solid reality in a world mixed up and troubled. He's a provider to me when nobody else can provide. Huh? Glory to God. He is my Alpha and my Omega. He is my beginning and my end. See, this world used to be my beginning and end. But one day on my walk, I met a man named Jesus that told me he could take my beginning and give me an end. Because before I met Jesus, I didn't even have a beginning. But now that I met the man, I've got a beginning and an end. And in my end, it don't end because it's everlasting. Sting in Jesus, my God. Hallelujah. Woo. He is all that I need, evangelist. He is all that I want. He is worthy of all the praise. Hallelujah. Oh, trouble don't last always. We've had some troubles in our home. We've had some times when we didn't know where our next meal was going to come or how our bills were going to get paid. But we just began to lift our hands and praise God and stand fast and be unmovable and know that God cannot lie according to his word. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. And we got to remember that man shall be saved. God will provide a way out of no way, no matter what your situation, no matter what time it is. He may not come when you want him to, but he is always right on time. God bless you, saints of God. Amen, evangelist.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo, thank you, Jesus. I'm done, Bishop.
God bless you, my brother. Apostle, that was a wonderful, powerful, anointed message from the Most High God. We appreciate your taking the time to be used by God to bless his people. I know I was blessed by what God gave you this evening. And I know those who have heard the message have been blessed as well. God is a good God, never fails, and he's always right on time.
Yes,
amen.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Well, we just thank God, amen. I'm not sure what happened to Evangelist.
Evangelist, we can't hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm right here.
Amen. I guess she thought I was going to be real long with it.
Look, it
amen.
Didn't matter.
I gave
the
word, and that was it.
That's right. Whatever the Lord, and that's what I guess a lot of us really need to learn, that when the Lord is through,
He's through.
Don't try to preach over him or anything like that.
Amen.
So, but we just thank and praise God for the word on tonight. We thank God for his word being an encouragement to us tonight. And not just an encouragement, but a confirmation. Because the Lord was showing me this morning in his word in the book of Samuel, in 1 Samuel, in chapters 22 and 23, how Saul kept chasing after David and trying to take David's life, but God was right there. And he was right on time every time. Every time Saul thought he was getting close, God would move David. He was right on time every time. And I thank God for that. You know, it's just confirmation. He may not come when you want him, but he's always on time. He never leave us hanging out there like that because we belong to him. So I bless God tonight for the word of God that came forth on tonight.
Amen.
That tuned in late, and those that be listening to the archives, will you go back and read the scripture, Exodus chapter 1, verses 8 through 22, and stand on that word that God, he may not come when you want him, but he's always on time. He's always on time. Amen. Glory to God. So I'm not going to prolong this because I really don't have anything to say over this.
Amen.
Do you have anything else that you need to say?
I express my appreciation that God used this man of God, apostle, and I'm glad that God brought you into our lives. I know those who are in the archives but have not heard this message yet will be blessed as we who are live on the broadcast have been blessed. I know I've been encouraged. I've been even challenged in some ways to just hold
Amen.
On and hold out. But trouble don't last always.
Trouble don't last
That's
always.
Right.
That's always. There's an end to everything. And as dark as the clouds may be, bright side somewhere. And all we got to do is just hold out and hold on.
Yes.
Because our change is sure enough going to come.
It sure will.
Yes, sir.
He didn't fail the Israelites. They were in captivity for 400 years. But God didn't fail them, did he?
Not at all.
No.
And by he liberated them.
Thank you.
He set them free. And he brought them to the land of Canaan, to the promised land. And there they dwelt, because God's promises are true.
Hallelujah.
It is amen. And we can trust in it. We thank you, Apostle, for reminding us. Even we who are saints sometimes, we go through and we wonder why the test when we try to do our best. But then we got to remind ourselves that God never fails. And whatever we have to go through, he's aware of it all. And has a way out for us all in the end. God bless you once again.
God bless you. Apostle and Evangelist, I just want to say to you, the Lord just dropped in my spirit, if you don't mind. The Lord told me that turnaround is coming to your ministry. Amen. That some things that you've been expecting and waiting on and standing steadfast in. You haven't been concerned about them. You haven't fretted about them. You just keep giving God the glory and you keep giving God the honor. But God said to send you a reminder tonight that them doors are about to open.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Them doors, I even see, I don't know why I'm hearing this in my head, but when God gave me something, I say it. I see relocation.
Hallelujah.
I just keep hearing relocation. Amen. And ooh, my God. I see a quick turn. That I'm seeing a quick turn. A quick turn.
Hallelujah.
Bishop, God said he ain't done with you, man of God. He is not done with you. God is saying that the people have not even heard what he has placed way, way down deep in your soul for them to hear.
Hallelujah. Mm.
Bless you, Apostle. God bless you.
There's some words that have yet come forth out of your anointed mouth, man of God.
Hallelujah.
And God said there's still many that are going to come and hold up the bishop's arms. There's some men coming, and they're going to come to support, to hold you up, amen, and to be there.
Thank
God
you,
is
Lord.
About to take y'all's ministry and turn it upside down, inside out, do some house cleaning, some he's getting ready to come in with the what do you call that thing, the weeder. The weed eater, that's your edge. He's getting ready to come. Thank you, Jesus. He just gave me. God said he's coming in to do an edge up.
Hallelujah. Glory, God.
He's coming in to do an edge up.
Hallelujah.
Because,
glory.
See, with the edge up, it's going to come in the new. See, when you edge up and when you mow, it brings a new growth. And God
yes.
said he's got to come in to do some edging and do some mowing and do some weeding, amen, to bring in the new growth.
Yes.
Hey.
This is what y'all been going through.
Yes.
But God said that the new lawn is about to be laid. I don't know why I'm talking like this.
Hallelujah. We know
but
why.
But the new lawn, the new grass, the new green, amen. See, when you work with old grass and an old lawn, you got like yellow patches and brown patches and you got some dry spots. God said that's about to become all new.
My. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
It's about to become all new. There's been some dry patches. There's been some yellowing. There's been some edginess. I hear God. There's been some edginess. There's been some things out of place. But with the new lawn, with the True Green Company coming in, and see, we know who the real True Green Company is. Amen.
Hey.
That's God himself. Amen. Yeah. There's not going to be no more need for edging up. There's not going to be no more need for when you come and throw that fertilizer to keep it green. Because, see, the
Ooh.
Bible says he's going to restore us, praise God. And that he'll bring us to the water side, amen, and replenish us. I'm paraphrasing here because I'm excited about what I'm hearing God saying.
Thank you, Lord.
Your waters have been going wavy. They've been wavy, but he said the still waters, woman of God, man of God, are there. The still waters are there. The waters of peace, the waters of comfort, my God.
My God.
Jesus. I don't know what God is ministering to y'all about relocation, but Bishop, Evangelist, stop looking. Stop looking.
Hallelujah.
Stop
hey.
Looking. I don't know if you're in a building now or you're trying to relocate to another building, but I see the edifice. I see it. It's beautiful. It's set. And God said even the angels are sitting there now waiting upon y'all, and those angels represent the people that are going to be there to support you.
My.
Woman of God, you've been diligent. You've been diligent. You've been diligent. There's times you have woken up and didn't just want to go forth, but you have felt the hand of God on your back pressing. Say, no, daughter, it's not time to rest just yet. It's not time to rest just yet. And you'll say, okay, Father, I'll go. I'll go. I'm weary, but I'll go. God said
hey,
you have represented him. You have represented him well, daughter. You have represented him well.
Thank you, Lord God.
And
thank
there's
you,
some
Lord.
Things that your
thank
kids
you,
have fell on your pillow about. But God
yes.
said, take your hand as if it's his and just wipe them away.
Yes, thank you, Lord God.
My Lord.
This
my
season
Lord.
Is your season for change.
Hallelujah.
It's
yes,
your
it
season for change.
Yes,
and
hallelujah.
I decree and declare if y'all would hear what God is telling me to tell you to do.
I hear you,
when
Lord.
You get off this phone or even while you're on the phone, if y'all can find some pocket change and just begin to throw it throughout your home, you're going to begin to see the change come immediately. I know that sounds kind of crazy, but get every piece of change that you can find and just start strewing it through your home. God said that's how quick the change is even going to come to your house.
Jesus, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hey, because there's some change that you've been waiting on to come to the household. God
yes.
said, throw the change and it shall come forth immediately.
Thank you, Jesus. Get my change right now.
Thank you, Lord.
Bishop, change
yes,
is on
sir.
The way, man of God. It's on the way.
Hey,
the
my
way.
God. I receive
it's
it.
On the way.
Receive
Bishop,
it, my brother. I
way.
Receive it. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
God said trouble don't last always, man of God.
Not always. Thank you, Lord.
You go
Thank
ahead and
you.
Praise him, Bishop. You've been through some things. You've had some rough times. You've had some hard times. But God said it's all been to show your endurance as his child.
Yes, Lord. Thank you. But why are you throwing the change all around everywhere?
Hey, man, you better get some of that change and throw it yourself.
I got some, too. I got some right here. I'm going to throw
hey,
my
man,
change, too.
I want to hear about when the change comes because I know, hey, amen, I don't speak nothing. You can ask people that know me that are connected to me. An evangelist knows a few. I don't speak nothing. I don't hear God saying, and I can guarantee you this day that change is going to come.
Hallelujah. I know it's a sure word from the Lord. I know that.
Yes, Lord.
I know that. I can say that without fear of contradiction. I know that. I know the conversation that my husband and I had yesterday. Hallelujah.
Well, amen.
We had service here. The same conversation, and you weren't even here.
No,
so
man.
I know this is of God. The same conversation we had yesterday.
My Lord.
Mm. Not looking at the numbers. Not looking at that, but still praising God like it's a whole church full of people here. We just said the same thing, glory to God. I'm not even paying attention to who didn't come and whatever the case is, but having service here just like it was a whole bunch of people here. I tell you what, this is confirmation. This was just yesterday. I promise you, we were talking about this yesterday.
Talking about it.
Woo!
And I hear you are coming on today.
Amen. Glory to God. Like I said earlier, God has an appointed time and a season for everything. And that's why I believe God had me to come when he had me to come, evangelist, even though, and I did not take it to heart, amen, when you asked me before and it didn't happen because I knew eventually it was going to. But see, I like to do things and like when God sets it up for the timing because that's when the anointing really comes forth, woman of God.
Man, that's
God.
Right. That is so true.
That's right. I'm learning how to walk in God's timing.
Amen.
Whatever the reason was for the delay, it was for an appointed time. So
yes.
I thank God for, you know, bringing you on tonight to bring this word. It's no coincidence, you know, that we were speaking this yesterday, and the Lord let us know through you that he heard us.
Yes.
That not only did he hear us yesterday, but he's been paying attention to every day that we've opened up our apartment for prayer, every day that
Amen.
We've opened up our apartment for Sunday service, and he's let us know that we're two or three are gathered together in my name. I'm there in the midst. Don't worry about the numbers. Don't worry
Amen.
About the numbers. And I can honestly say that about my husband. He's preached every service and taught every service as if we were in a room of 10,000 people.
Let me share with you, man and woman of God. We started in our living room, in our dining room. And I didn't want to start. My wife was in and out of the hospital, wasn't doing well, and the Lord kept getting on me, and I'd go and I'd look at the area we supposed to start when we were in Virginia, and I said, oh, Lord, I don't have the energy to clean this room up because it was kind of like a closed room. It had everything
mm-hmm.
in it. It was my office. It was a closed closet. It was a junk room, and God was telling me to clean that room up and start having services there. He said, I've given you the chairs. You've got the chairs. We had about, what, 16 chairs, baby? And I said, okay, finally I decided to do it. Well, I got it all done, and I brought my wife in to see it. It looked just like a church, a little small storefront church. It wasn't a big room, but I had a little pulpit, a chair for my wife, myself, and another pastor that was going to be working with us. And I told him what I was doing, invited him to come work with me. And we set a date down on paper.
Well, don't you know, my wife ended up in the hospital. I said, well, Lord, I can't do it this week. I got to have my first lady here. Can't have our first service without my first lady. God said, that's not what I told you. I told you to go forth. He said, don't you know I can take your first lady right now? I said, well, Lord, I know you're not going to do that. I know, Lord, but I just wanted to be here. You promised me that we were going to have a ministry together. I know you ain't got, I got the fussing and carrying on with God. I tell you, thought I was crazy. He said, son, you got to do it my way or no way. I said, okay, Lord. I didn't do it. I ain't going to lie. Didn't have that service. She came home. He said, Sunday's coming up. I said, okay, Lord, we're going to have service. Then she ended up back in the hospital. I said, Lord Jesus. He said she was in ICU. Didn't know she was going to make it. I said, Lord, I got to be there. I can't do this. Nope. Got to go forth, son. Second time, won the charm. Third time, same thing. I said, okay, this is not funny, God. He said, when you going to be obedient? I said, well, I'm going to be obedient this time. And she was in the hospital and was coming up on Sunday. Now, this had been almost a month that the church was ready to go. The seats were in, and I kept canceling and canceling. And I said, okay, Lord. And I called her. I said, baby, I'm supposed to have Sunday service. I don't know if you're going to be home. She said, well, baby, you got to go forth. I mean, I'll be there in spirit. I said, but I want you here. You first lady, you know, this is our first. No, honey, you got to go. I'm like, yeah. You know, I'm saying in the back of my head, now I'm going to be right up in that hospital with her on Sunday. We'll have church there. I'll bring my Bible. And the Lord just got me. And I got to praying and praising the Lord right there in the church by myself.
Uh-huh.
Not dining room. And God said, are you going to go forth this time, son? I said, yes, Lord, but my wife's going to be here. He said, maybe, maybe not. He said, you got jokes. I talked to my daddy like that. I said, you got jokes. She's going to be here. And I called. I said, well, are you coming home, baby? I don't think so. What? She said, but you got to do the service. I said, yeah. She said, Paul Greenleaf? That's how she does it. I said, yeah. Okay. So I called couple of our members and called the other pastor, and I said, well, we're going to go forth and have service. And that morning I called at Sunday morning, and they still said she wasn't coming home. I was getting ready to cancel. And my wife said, no, Paul, don't cancel. I'll be all right. When God wants me to be there, I'll be there. Well, an hour before service, I was going forth. I got dressed, got my word together. An hour before service, the phone rang, and my wife said, baby, come get me. Uh-huh. My wife was in that first service. But see, what I had to do was I had to put my foot forward and uh-huh. stop thinking about the situation around me uh-huh. and the circumstances and go forth. Uh-huh. And because of that, woman of God and man of God, I say this, a month later, we were in our building.
Amen.
Out of our dining room, having our first conference, and God even made a way for that.
Amen.
So I know if God can do it for us, He can do it for you. Keep holding your services just like you're doing. I believe this word was for you both today. Hang in there. Don't let go. Know that God got it. God got it. And you got us. We're here to support you in any way that we can. Feel free to call on us, amen. We're here to support you. You have a new brother and sister in the Lord. Not that we weren't, amen, but you're hearing it live today. And
yes, amen. If
you need a brother to call and talk to, call me, man of God. Call me.
I will. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much for your prophetic words, insightful words. Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen. And God bless your wife, too, because I just want to let her know that I, too, struggle with some medical issues. In fact, I have a doctor's appointment tomorrow that I'm a little concerned about, but I know that God is going to do what God is going to do, and I'm already healed. But just be encouraged, woman of God, and I know you already know that God got you. He has you, so I just thank God. I can't wait to hear your voice. and song.
Right here, she was saying it.
I'm sorry.
Oh, she couldn't.
I was saying amen. I truly believe that. And woman of God, you walk into that doctor's office with that attitude, you know, God's got it. It's all under control. It's all done. It is done. When he hung on the cross, it was done. So you walk in with that attitude and, you know, that positive attitude, because that's going to fulfill your body with positivity.
Yes.
Amen.
Look, I've been in this thing for a minute, and I think the enemy tried to take me out a couple of times, and the Lord said, no, it's not her time. And my husband
Amen.
And I are walking together in ministry, and that's what God told my husband when we before we got married, when we first got together. And I remember it like it was yesterday. We went on a date, if you want to say it was like that. And we went to Pizza Hut. and the lady kept coming over to try to get us to order food, and we never could order any food. We just kept sitting there talking, and the Holy Spirit was upon us, and we were just ministering to one another. And the Lord said that we were going to walk together in ministry. And then later on, when I was going to another church, and I was the choir director, and we went to the church we were going to, the bishop was, he was a pastor, getting ready to become bishop. And my husband was an AME, he was in the AME church, and this was full gospel that I was in. So he didn't know anything about the Holy Ghost, and they didn't do the prophet thing and all of that stuff. So when he went to the service that I invited him to, he said the Lord spoke to him and told him, as you see those two, that's how you two are going to be. And we've held on to that, and we've been married for 13 years. So we've
Amen.
Held on to that for 13 years and still holding on to that. So I do believe God, and when he speaks, I believe that whatever he spoke is going to come to pass. So I'm excited. I'm excited that God confirmed the word in us on tonight. The very word
Amen.
That we spoke on yesterday was confirmed today. So, yes, I really thank God. I really do.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, I thought we lost you.
No. I just stopped because I didn't have anything else to say.
Oh, amen. Well, I'd like to do this, woman of God, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
Amen. I'm going to get my wife to help me sing this song. Amen. I just want to sing this for you and your husband. Amen. He
amen.
Said, come on, honey.
Okay.
Amen.
He said, come to me. He said, come to me. He said, come to me. Come to me. He said, walk with me. He said, walk with me. Said, walk with me, walk with me. He said, talk to me. He said, talk to me. He said, talk to me. Talk to me. He said, cry those tears. He said, cry those tears. He said, cry those tears. Cry those tears. He said, walk with me. He said, walk with me. He said, walk with me. Walk with me.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Amen. We were just getting ready to sing with you guys.
That is an original song written by my wife. Y'all look forward to her album sometime coming soon.
Amen.
Oh,
amen.
God.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. He said, walk with me. He said, talk with me. He said, cry those tears. Yes, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We just want to give honor to God and just thank God on tonight, hallelujah, for the blessing. Hallelujah. Glory to God that he has blessed us with tonight in the form of Apostle Greenleaf, hallelujah, and his beautiful wife, hallelujah. Glory to God. We just thank God so much for opening up this door and doing what he's doing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we expect you guys to be on the broadcast again soon.
Amen.
Whenever the Lord opens up the door and says so, we expect you guys to be on real, real soon. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen. Amen.
We're looking into some other projects too. But as the Lord, as he allows it and whatever he wants us to do, that's what we're going to do.
Amen.
So God bless you. Thank you so much for taking your time out to come and stop by with us tonight. We thank God so much for it. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Happy
God bless you.
You're in Virginia?
No, we're in Florida.
Oh, Florida, okay.
Oh, Lord, another Florida person.
So we're going to be coming down that way in the springtime.
All right, we look forward to meeting you.
Yeah, we're supposed to be coming to Jacksonville, going to Jacksonville.
We're 2 hours from Jacksonville. We're actually in Orlando.
Okay.
Well, we're not in Orlando, but we're about 30 minutes from Orlando. We're in Sinamo County.
Okay. Well, we got down there.
We're gonna keep in touch.
Oh, we are. We're gonna keep in touch.
Amen. Well, without further ado, we're gonna ask my husband to pray us out.
Okay.
Amen.
Oh, gracious Father and our God, we thank you. We thank you this evening for the anointing that has come this way on our program this night. We thank you for the apostle, Lord, and for the evangelist, Lord, who came and brought a word from heaven. We thank you for the prophetic word that they gave to my wife and myself into this ministry, Lord, because it's your ministry, it's not ours. It's your calling, it's not ours.
Hallelujah.
And, Lord, we know that we will, if we just hold on and hold out, our change will come.
Yes,
because you always are right on time. Lord, I ask that you will anoint the apostle and the evangelist ministry. Continue to move in their lives, in their personal lives, in their family lives, in their ministerial lives, Lord.
Yes,
move in their lives in such a way that others will be blessed as they're being blessed. And now, Lord, we ask that you'll just be with everyone that was on our live program, those that are going to hear us through the chat room and even in the archives later. May they receive a special unctioning from heaven and a special anointing from thee. In the name of Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Again, thank you, Apostle Greenleaf, and to your beautiful wife, Keisha. And we look forward to speaking to you again soon. Hallelujah. Good evening, Patriot Greg. Thank you to all of the guests who are in the guest room, who've been there from the beginning. We thank you so much. Glory to God. And we are ending the broadcast right now. If the Lord says the same, we'll be back on Wednesday at 5 p.m. if it is the Lord's will. At that time, we will be having evangelists. We have an evangelist coming in on Wednesday at 5 o'clock, evangelist Linda Schuler Wallace. She can be found on Facebook under that name, Linda Schuler Wallace. Linda, S-H-U-L-E-R, Wallace, and she'll be on Friday at 5 p.m., amen? Wednesday. Lord God, thank you, husband. Wednesday at 5 p.m., she'll be on. Glory to God. And if the Lord says so, we'll meet again then. Glory to God. So we bless God and we thank him. And until we meet again, God bless each and every one of you. Good night.
Hey. Bye. God bless you.
Good night.